We are learning Maseches Menachos Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning 8 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Ches. The first words on the line are Oimer Linedava. Starting from Shmuel Amar. We have a Mishnah in Masechtas Shkalim that says there are 13 Shofars. The first 7, the Mishnah enumerates exactly what they are. And the last 6 says Shisha Linedava. And why in the world do you need 6 for Nedava? Use 1 for Nedava. So we have 4 Pshatim at the end of yesterday's Blat. And each one had a little bit of a problem. Now I'm going to bring 2 more pshatim. Rishmul Amar, what are the 6 shofars for? They're definitely for Nedava, but what do you need 6 for? Rishmul Amar, Keneged Moise Chatos. So one was for Moise Chatos. That means if someone has a Chatos and there was extra, either because you had a Chrayas and it was not, according to my name, there was a little Misa, or it's extra money for a Chatos. Umoise Asham. So regular Asham means Asham Gezelois and Asham Gzelois and Asham Eilois, and that's regular Asham. Ma'isa Asham Nazir, Ma'isa Asham Matsaira. Those Ashamites are different. First of all, they're not from an aisle, they're from a 1-year-old, and they're all aisle ben Shana. And also, so Asham Gzelois, Asham Eilois are a 2-year-old. Asham Nazir and Matsaira is not together with the other Ashamites because those are 1-year-olds. But Asham Nazir and Asham Matsaira are different. Why? Because Asham Nazir comes to be matir to start over the Nazirus Tahira. And there's no Bahinois, no Nusachim, Mashaykin. Asham Matsaira, like we learned earlier in this Masechta, Asham Matsaira has the Sachim. You know, usually Asham does not have a Sachim. And Asham Matsaira also, you put on some on your thumb. And also, it's Bala Tiroi B'machna, it's a Lashon of Rashi, even though it's a little Shvera Lashon, because really, you're allowed into the Machna after the Tutsi Pirim, but it means it's Matter them for Kachim. So in any case, we have 3 different Hashamais with 3 different Shofars of them. Moise Chatos, Moise Asham, which is Asham Gzeiros, Asham Eilois, Moise Asham Nazir, Moise Asham Matsaira. Moise Kinim, Moise Minchas Chayte, Shmuel says Moise Minchas Chayte, which is, if someone sets aside money for a Minchas Chayte, so then the rest, if there's any extra, goes to the Nedava. Now, why Dafka Minchas Chayte? Because the truth is, like we spoke out in last year, these Nidva Siva are unique. Which means, usually, if someone has, say, Oilo or Shlomim, and he has some extra money, what he does with that money is, he adds on some more money to it and buys another carbon with it, his own carbon. Masha'inkin, these things, like Chadis and Asham, are unique, that the extras go to the Tzibur, and the Kahanim get the Oirois. And it's really a drasha from Yoyada HaKoyen, that kala abami moise chato so moise asham yilokach mehem oilos va basa l'shem va oiros kahanim. Learned that from psukim that moise chato and moise asham is goes l'keitzam esbech and the basa is l'shem and the oir goes to the kahanim. But any other thing that's not a chato so asham has a din. You just add on your own money and bring in a double. But minchas chayte has a din of a chatos. So therefore, moise minchas chayte also goes into the shayfres. Umoise asiris ha'efesh kohen gadol. Also, the extra money from Chavitim of a Kohen Gadol also will go into this Shofar. Why? So Rashi explains, because the Chavitim can also call the Chatos. It can be in the Masechet Moed Katan, where it says in the Pasuk, Yakrev Chatos Ha'izu Asiris Eifash HaKohen Gadol. The Asiris Eifash HaKohen Gadol is called the Chatos. So basically we have these 6 things that here are. There's Chatos, then the Asham, Asham, Asham. Then we have Minchas Chayte, which is a type of Chatos, and Moisa, Sirus, Eifa, which is also a kind of Chatos, according to Shmuel. Those are the 6. Rabbi Yishayim, the 6 are connected, Moisa Chatos, Moisa Asham, Umoisa Asham, Nazir, Moisa Asham, Asayra. So far, exactly the same. But here's the difference. Umoisa Kinim, Umoisa Minchas Chayte. Moisa Kinim is money you set aside for Kinim. Kinim is always the karbonis that a yeledus brings, a zav and zava bring, which is 2 birds. 1 bird l'chatos, 1 bird l'oila, therefore it gets a din of a chatos. Even though one's oila, it gets a din of a chatos. And the extra would go to the shayfris, according to Rab Oishia. So the shayla is, Rabbi Oishia Shmuel say the same thing, basically, which is one difference. Shmuel puts in a serious eifish kayin gadol. Rabbi Oishia puts in moise kinim. So why didn't they say like each other? Zok to Gemara. Shmuel, my time alone with Rabbi Oishia. Why didn't Shmuel say Rabbi Oishia? He says, Kinim Tanla Resha. One of the first 7 are Kinim, which actually means over there that when you have a Shofar, when someone has Chayav, a carbon, a Zava Zava, or a Yeledes, what they used to do is put the money into the Kinim Shofar, and the Kahanim emptied it out every day, and they brought it. But the Gemara doesn't really know that yet. Gemara knows that one of the first seven shofars are called kinim. So Shmuel says to Rav Yishai, how can you count kinim as one of the shofars? You already have a shofar called kinim. Tani l'Reisha, the Reisha says in the Reisha kinim. Rav Aishia, Tani v'loy Tani Kinim, does he have this Mishnah, doesn't have Kinim in there? But Tani Rav Aishia, but Tani Kinim, Rav Aishia brings down this Mishnah and he says Kinim. So tomorrow it's not Shver. Chad the Kinim, Chad the Moise Kinim. One Shofar is for Kinim, like we just said. It's for someone who's chayev to bring the birds for his carbon. He puts money in there and they kind of emptied it out every day. It's like it says in the Gemara in Eivor, Ein Bezdin Shel Kahanim Oimdim Misham Ach Yichlu Kol HaMoyu Shavayis HaShofar. That was one shayfer. The other shayfer was for the extras. So one has nothing to do with the other one. Maybe both called kinim, but there's no shaykhs. One's kinim, one's moise kinim. From Aisha, my time will ever come Shmuel. Why don't Aisha like Shmuel? So I'm like, Mandi Yama, Moise shall see your safe of Kohen Gadol, Yerkab. Because he holds like the Mandi Yama who holds that the extra of Sir Seifa of Kohen Gadol doesn't go to Nadava. It's Yerkab. It's Yerkab. He does not hold that it has a din of a chatos, that it goes to a Nidava. I use it for Nidvas Yachid then. So why Yerkav? So why Yerkav? So the reason is because since it belongs to the Kohen Gadol, so here you can't use it for the next day. It was made for this day. And once the day is over, you can't use it anymore because it can't bring a Chavitim as a Nidava. It's actually a Kasha, why exactly can't use it again, but you can't use it again for a Nidava. Now, This is really my chaykas comes out. Shmuel will hold like that's Yerka, and according to Rav Yishai, it goes on Nadava. The Tanya, the Braisa. The Braisa reads like this: Moisa Minchas is Nadava. Moisa Mincha Yerka. Now my comma, how do you read this Braisa? On Chisti Och comma. Moisa Minchas Chayte is Nadava. Why? Because that's a Chatas. Moisa Sirus Eifa Shekayin Godol Yerka. Go back to the Braisa. Braisa says Moisa Minchas Nadava means Chayte. Moiser mincha yerkav means asir seifa. So tomorrow, right? The Rabba Amma, I feel moiser asir seifa. Huh? No, it's not. Moiser mincha goes to Nadava. Moiser minchas goes to Nadava, which is minchas chayt goes to Nadava. And moiser asir seifa goes to yerkav. Rabba Amma, I feel moiser asir seifa is going to go to Nam in Dava. He also like Rabba Ishiya, that moiser asir seifa is going to also go to Dava, because it's considered a chatas. So how do you read this price? So which one goes Yerkav? Ela Moise lach me toida Yerkav. Moise lach me toida Yerkav. I mean, usually you have a mincha, the extra can be used for yourself. But by toida I can't. Why not? So like Rashi explains, and this is what Rashi explains, that it's lav chatas ikri, and nidvas yachid like harvi, why? The b'fnei atzma you can't be makrivit, because you can't be makriv a toida without lechem. And you can't, you have to, Here, you can't be makir of lechem without a toida. Like this. Mois lachem toida means the extra of the lechem of the toida. So you can't use that lechem for a dava. Why? Because you can't bring lechem by itself. You can't bring the breads by itself of a toida. And I use it for someone else's carbon. Vim toida acherasi efshlak rivashrein toida krevi b'lei lachma. So no one could bring a toida in the first place without a lechem. So you can't use it for something else either. So extra lechem is yirkav. So when it says in the braisa, Moiser minchas nedava means asir seifa minchas chayte, all those things. Moiser mincha yerkav is referring to lach mei toida, because the regular mincha we say we just add on some money and bring it on a nedava, but by lach mei toida, the lechem of the toida, which is the bread of a toida, that you have a problem. There yerkav. But plukta, this shaila about the asir seifa is machlekes. But plukta moiser asir seifa shkayin gadol v'yichnam nedava. Like Rav Oishia Shita, Rav Lozoimer Yerkav, that's like Shmuel Shita, that the Lachi is Yerkav. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha, Meisvei, from a Mishnah and Shkolim. A Mishnah Shkolim says like this, Moiser Shkolim is Chulim. Moiser Shkolim means, if someone brought money for Machsa Shekel, they weigh it, and they see he gave too much. What's the Lacha? What happens to the extra? The Mishnah says the extra is Chulim. Why? Because it's a hektish toyas. It's a mistake. He only wanted to give machzah shekel, and he gave too much. So the rest is chulin. So moisa shkalam chulin. Umoisa asir seifa, umoisa kinezavais. So what about moisa asir seifa, which is the extra from the coin, extra money from the coin gadol? Umoisa kinezavim v'kinezavais. Those are birds that brought for zava zavais, v'kiri ledas, v'chatos v'ashamais, moisreim nedava. But first, Shabraisa, first Mishnah rather, that Moisa Asir Seif is a Nadava. It's a heck you are in the Mishnah. My love, Moisa Asir Seif is Kohen Gadol. So, no, Mois Asir Zev doesn't have to mean a Kohen Gadol. Every Mincha is a Yisarin. Loi Moiser Mincha is Chayte. So Mincha is Chayte, just a Yisarin. That's what it's referring to. And the Mishnah says, Mois Asir Zev, Mois Kinei Zav, it's referring to Mincha is Chayte. Amram Nachmi, it's going to stop the command of Mois Asir Zev is Kohen Gadol Yerkav. It makes sense to say that the Chavitim of a Kohen Gadol is not really called a Chatos, and it's Yerkav. It's not a regular Chatos. And I'll bring a right to that. The time went to the Brayso. So it says in the Pasuk, in regards to Minchas Chayte, it says, in the middle of the Pasuk, it says, talk about Minchas Chayte. And the Brayso says that Omar Rav Yehuda, he karuya chatos ve'ein acharas karuya chatos. Only the Minchas Chayte is called a chatos. Nothing else called a chatos. Limon Asir Se'efa is going to go, any karuya chatos is not called a chatos. And therefore, v'tuna levoina. Adkan the Brayso. Zachtu Gemara, v'de'ein a karuya chatos, moisara yirkav. Since you see klar in the Brayso, that's not called a chatos, therefore it makes sense that it's mistava that yirkav, because it has no din of a chatos, like you see, it has levoina, taka has levoina. Since it's not called a chatos, so it makes sense, very much sense, that it's yirkav and it doesn't have a din of chatos, which goes to Nadava. So the bottom line is, we had Shmuel and Rav Yishai had Nupshan and Shishul Nadava. The only difference was Kenan or Asir Seif. And Asir Seif is a big machlaikis of Asir Seif, so it's called a chatos. According to Shmuel, it's called a chatos. According to Rav Yishai, it's not called a chatos. Nafkamina is, does it go to Nadava or it's yirkav?